The Nate Brown Show Live, where we always feature Inside Sports Medicine. It is brought to you exclusively by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, the expert orthopedic team taking care of the elite athlete out there on the field of play right now. To the weekend warrior, if you suffer an injury, see the orthopedic experts. They have been here taking care of the community since 1976. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, helping you stay in the game. Learn more at bhosc.com. Orthopedic surgeon, part of the team, Dr. Steve Giuseppe, back on the Nate Brown Show. Steve, it's good to get you on. How are you?
Doing real well, Nate. Yeah, appreciate the invite.
Well, I appreciate it. So football season, I guess, is here, and we hope to get there. Denver Broncos, right. A team of interest. It's my favorite team, okay? So we're just going to go down this road. Injuries happen in training camp. We see it. Here's one I wanted to get a thought on. Broncos drafted a bunch of rookies offensively. One guy is a speed guy, KJ Hamler, wide receiver out of Penn State. He goes down. Not a lot of info that we can grab, but it's a hamstring injury. When I say that, what do you say as a reaction first?
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, like you said, KJ Hamler is, he's a speed demon. So unfortunately, he is kind of prone to hamstring type injuries because, obviously somebody that's running a sub 4.4 40, he can accelerate pretty quick, a lot of stress on his muscles. So I guess, one thing I think is, I worry that it might be 3 to 4 weeks before he's back in action, just because he's a guy that's so dependent upon that.
When you talk about a hamstring issue with speed guys, why does it happen? Because you just said, not a surprise, a really, really fast guy, it happens. Why does this happen?
Yeah, a couple different reasons. I mean, obviously, sprinting, especially at that speed, is a really hamstring-dependent exercise. During that portion where you're kicking your leg out as fast as it goes, your hamstring kind of contracting to bring it back to turn over your leg as quickly as possible. So it's a really hamstring dependent activity. And then, most of us, when we develop strength in our legs, we develop a little bit more strength in our quadriceps, the front of our thighs and our hamstrings. So usually there's a little imbalance. A lot of guys are probably like me, maybe don't touch our toes quite as easily as we should. And some inflexibility can cause some challenges. And then obviously, it's early in the season. Maybe there's some conditioning issues and, you're trying to push things and get in shape for a season. And maybe we do a couple extra reps or just reach a little too much and end up, tearing part of your hamstring.
Dr. Steve Giuseppe, Inside Sports Medicine, brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. He's an orthopedic surgeon. KJ Hamler with the Broncos, rookie wide receiver. And they say he is out weeks. They didn't say pulled, torn, whatever it may be, but we've seen it with receivers. Hamstring. And then here's what happens, Steve. They say, once you do it once, you're going to do it again. Is that factual?
Yeah, it unfortunately is. Yeah, I mean, I've seen some studies where, once you do it, you're six times higher doing it again. So that's the other concern that, hopefully we can get him back in 3 to 4 weeks. And I think he's probably about, 2.5 weeks out from his injury now. But, the concern will be, does he remain healthy for the rest of the season? Because usually when we tear a little of that muscle, it heals, but sometimes heals with some scar tissue that's maybe not quite as strong, is a little bit more prone to re-injury.
Is there a treatment for this, or is it flexibility, hoping your muscles get better? Is there a treatment for the hamstring, tearing it, or what have you?
Great question. I think, I don't think we have a great answer for it yet. I think that the main treatment is time and therapy and ice and anti-inflammatories. We've tried a variety of injections, whether that's, kind of blood plasma injections or stem cells and things like that. None of that is really definitively shown to increase healing speed or quality. So most of it is rest. And then, like you said, stretching and strength and trying to minimize re-injury.
Well, we not only see it on the pros, we see it locally as well. What would be your advice? Is it stretching? I mean, is that's why you do the conditioning? That's why you do all that warm-ups for local athletes or whoever it may be?
Well, I think that's a component. I mean, I think flexibility is definitely a component. And then I think, trying to keep that balance between the quadricep and the hamstrings. And then it's always the balance of, not overdoing it too. But it is challenging, whether you're a football athlete, a track athlete, you know, you're trying to push yourself to you know, get that little extra bit of gain. So it's always tough to know where that threshold is before it's too much. But it's all of those things. And I think, you know, the good coaching staff we have here locally is usually pretty good at trying to keep people in line. But sometimes, like you said, it's just happens. I mean, sprinting down a football field, especially if you're, you know, like KJ, where he's kind of got that patented glide and burst where he kind of shifts it in that extra gear. That's a pretty high stress thing for the hamstring, but when it works, it's beautiful to watch.
Denver Broncos rookie wide receiver out of Penn State, a burner, hamstring issue right out of the gate. Dr. Steve Giuseppe, great explanation. Good guy to have on. Always enjoy having you. Inside sports medicine orthopedic surgeon at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, Dr. Steve Giuseppe. Steve, thanks for the time. Always appreciate it.
Yeah, likewise, Nate. I was fun to chat with you. Thanks.
All right, great stuff.